Call for the wailing women to come. Send for the most skillful of them. Let them come and cry over us.
Alleluia. Alleluia, oh my Lord. You know the storm is passing over. You know the storm is passing over. Don't you know the storm is passing over? Hallelujah.
Silly was ailing. The storm clouds filled her room and the smell of death guarded Silly's door. She had been in the storm too long. But amid the heavy clouds, Silly held on to life and cried out for Aunt Yaya. Her young daughter sat at the foot of her bed and cried out too. Aunt Yaya was the oldest relative that Silly could remember. Silly did not know exactly how old Aunt Yaya was, but she believed that Aunt Yaya was her original link to Africa. Silly knew that Aunt Yaya lived somewhere in the south, off the coast of the Atlantic Ocean. Silly knew that Aunt Yaya grew yams. Silly knew that yams were a healing food. So she believed that Aunt Yaya was a healer. And that is why she cried out for her. Aunt Yaya was digging in her yam garden when the winds whispered the cries of Silly and her daughter into her ears. The pitch of those cries sent a chill down Aunt Yaya's spine and shook her sturdy body to the bones. She looked up towards the sky and lamented, "Oh, Mother Africa. Your daughters are in pain and their children weep." Aunt Yaya reached down in the soil and took some yams from her garden. She walked to her one-room cabin, grabbed her big black cast iron pot from the hot coal stove and placed the yams in it. She reached for her leather canteen and tied it around her neck. Then moving with a sense of urgency, Aunt Yaya held onto the pot and walked down to the Atlantic Ocean. Looking over the vast waters, she cried, "Mother Africa, guide your ailing daughter. Let me understand her pain so that I may go and heal her." Then Aunt Yaya started on her journey to Silly by walking into the chilly waters. While she was standing in those waters, the ocean began to rage and a storm stirred up on the water. Through it all, Aunt Yaya could hear the cries and the moans of the women who had crossed those waters into captivity. She was moved to take the canteen from around her neck, reach down and fill it with the waters that held their cries. When she stepped back on the coast, the ground under Aunt Yaya's feet trembled with the cries of the women who had been sold on the auction block. The women who had their babies snatched from their breasts. The women who had their husbands sold from their hearts. Aunt Yaya started walking north towards Silly cries. And as she walked, she heard the moans of the women in the cotton fields. She heard their cries of distress as they confronted emancipation. She heard them weep in despair under Reconstruction, and she heard them wail as they fought for their civil rights. She heard them sob on campuses and in corporations. She listened as they cried out for love, protection, and respect. She felt their tears flow as they struggled to love themselves. And now Aunt Yaya knew the source of Silly's pain. When Aunt Yaya reached Silly's room, she saw her lying in the bed with her daughter at her feet. Aunt Yaya commanded the child to go and gather all the women in the neighborhood. And Silly's daughter went to each and every door. And all the women came, all hues, all professions, all economic status. As the women reached Silly's room, they made a circle around her bed. Aunt Yaya stood in the middle of the circle with her big black pot, the yams, and the waters that she claimed from the Atlantic Ocean. She cut the yams and placed them in the pot, and as she poured the water into the pot, she said, "Sisters, as has been done by our mothers before us, let us start to wail and moan. Weep for yourselves and for one another." And a great crying and moaning came over the room. The air was filled with the rhythm of foot patting and shook from their rocking. Aunt Yaya's pot began to boil and a huge cloud of smoke rose from it. When the smoke cleared, Aunt Yaya dipped her hands in the pot and cupped up the juice of the yams. And she walked to Silly's bed and fed her the juice. As Silly drank from Aunt Yaya's hands, she broke down and cried. When Aunt Yaya's hands were empty, she reached out, held Silly, and cried with her. And the storm did pass over. And when the calm came and Silly was healed, Aunt Yaya looked at all the women gathered and said, "My daughters, remember to gather together and weep with and for one another. Weep for your children and your children's children, and teach your daughters how to moan."
Alleluia, alleluia, oh my Lord. You know the storm is passing over. Don't you know the storm is passing over? You know the storm is passing over. Alleluia. The storm is passing over. The storm is passing over. The storm is passing over. Hallelujah. 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 The storm is passing over. The storm is passing over. The storm is passing over. Hallelujah.